This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 468. Be just like Jennifer for an overall 7.5 on IELTS.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, I talked to Jennifer about expressing our feelings and learning to use logic for increased IELTS scores. Join us for real student tips and increase your scores as well.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, Jennifer. What's shaking?
Hello, Jessica. What's up?
So, usually Lindsay says that, right? Like, I never say that, but I thought it would be funny today since you're not Lindsay.
Right.
Jennifer, why are you on the show today?
I'm on the show today because I got good scores on my IELTS.
Yes. We are so proud of you, Jennifer. I'm so stoked that you could be here today. What scores did you get?
So my overall score is 7.5. And I got 7 on listening and actually 8 on listening and 7 on reading, 6.5 mm-hmm. on writing and 8 on listening. Oh, no, speaking.
Wait, what did you get on writing?
7.5. Oh, no, 6.5. I'm so sorry.
Guys, I mean, this happens, right? Jennifer, have you ever recorded a podcast before?
No. This is my first time ever in my life.
So I think we can all understand if you're a little bit nervous. It totally happens. Okay, those are amazing scores. How in the heck did you do that? Okay, let's go back a little bit. So had you taken IELTS before this, or was that your first time?
I took one time before this time.
And what were your scores before? Just so we could see what hard work does.
Okay, so my first attempt was overall 7. And I got 7 on listening, 6.5 on reading, and 6 on writing. And the last is 8 on my speaking.
Okay, that's awesome. So an 8 in speaking is incredible. But you didn't have to work very hard on that because you got that the first time.
Right.
What's your secret? Did you prepare for IELTS before you took it the first time?
Yes, actually. I actually studied for a month by myself. And for the speaking part, actually, I watched a lot of your videos on YouTube.
Oh, cool. So, like, what kind of videos do you think helped you the most? Like vocab videos or pronunciation?
I think the most useful ones were the ones that you did simple answers. And And the way you talk is really energetic and like dramatic in a way. It is really nice. Yeah.
You know, being dramatic has its advantages and disadvantages. I was just talking to my friend the other day because, like, be you know, yes, I can be very energetic and expressive, but my feelings are just like in the open all the time, whether it's like total excitement or unhappiness. It's all there. Like I can't lie, can't hide any feelings, but that's good and bad. And I'm just happy that the benefit is it helps students. So there's that.
All right. Me too. I can't hide my feelings at all.
Oh, that's awesome. That makes me feel better. Okay, that's super cool. So, an aid on speaking. That's awesome. Being expressive, that is the key. Do you feel like you changed anything else about the way you spoke in order to get that eight?
Honestly, I don't think so. Because, like, personally, I'm very talkative. And I think that helps a lot during the test. Because
totally.
Yeah, because you have to talk by yourself for the whole time, actually. Even if the examiner wants to respond, they can't. They have to just listen.
Yes, and that can throw off a lot of students. That like worries students sometimes. I think people go in to the speaking exam if they haven't prepared, if they don't know what to expect. Maybe they read a little bit about it and it can describe it as an interview. And sometimes it describes part three as a conversation. It is not like that because even in an interview, you can ask questions, right? And you get reactions to what you're saying in interviews, right? Like comments on what you're saying. That doesn't happen on the test, you guys. And that can make people nervous sometimes. People are like, okay, I just made a joke and the examiner didn't even smile. And then they get all formal and awkward and their score goes down. So guys, just know that you have to pretend you're speaking to someone totally different. I think that helps sometimes. Yes. Because you're like not going to get the reactions that will motivate you to be expressive. Like that is your responsibility. But luckily, if you are dramatic slightly or at all talkative, that's going to help on speaking test day.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, that's awesome. So let's talk about how we increased those other scores. Oh, let me tell listeners, by the way, guys, if you are not already a subscriber on our YouTube channel, you should be. Go to IELTS Energy TV on YouTube and you could see these sample answers that Jennifer is talking about. Okay, sweet. Yep. So let's go to listening. This was the biggest increase, a whole band point.
Yeah.
What do you think was the game changer there for you?
I think the course really, really helped me a lot for the three keys and like it tell me how I should do it before the listening and how I should answer for the each questions. I think it really helps a lot because it just generally it's something we already have, but we need someone to tell us like, oh, you should just do this by step and by step, and then you can really just get what you have to write down. Does that make sense?
No, that is. Yeah. Totally. That's exactly how I think of the listening strategies from the course. It's like, I feel like these are the most simple strategies of everything, right? Because like reading is complicated because there's different question types. There's like a lot more strategy practice you need to do for reading, obviously. Writing is the same. And listening, it's very simplified. And to a teacher or a native speaker, it may seem maybe too simple or like, maybe I don't have to say this because you should know this, stuff like that. But as you said, Jennifer, like that's really how I view this. It's stuff that really you can already do. You maybe have an inkling that you should be doing this, but you're not sure. And it's really just confirming like, yep, this is how you do it. And like you said, that key about paying attention before the, like, what, how do you handle that time before the person starts talking and giving you answers? That's like precious time there. And I think a lot of our students echo exactly your sentiments because they're like, before I just sort of skipped listening to the introduction, just went straight to the questions and read as much as I could and blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. That's what I did. Oh my gosh.
Everybody does that before exactly what we're talking about. Before you have someone just stop you for a second and be like, listen, just like, mm-hmm. that's not mm-hmm. going to help. Just step by step here. Slow it down. Listen to the introduction. It's not there for no reason, you know? Mm-hmm. It's there to help you. Everything is there to help you. So you mm-hmm. should use it all. Okay, yeah. Awesome.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Let's talk about reading now. Were you surprised by anything that you learned in the course that you feel like if you just knew this before, it would have helped you?
Yeah. For reading, there are so many different types of questions. And I was so afraid of like matching headings. But in a course, it actually really teaches me how to answer different type of questions, and also because I followed the roadmap, and it gave me everyday sources to read, and it really was amazing. Because I even if now I feel like I really gained a lot by following that roadmap. It really increased my reading ability a lot, and my vocabulary as well, and my listening as well. It actually really helps every kind of abilities in English.
That's the point. I mean, you can't teach IELTS and not teach English at the same time. I think that's what really worries me about some of these test preparation classes. And it doesn't matter which test. It could be TOEFL. It could be the Canadian immigration test, whatever standardized English test that you guys are doing out there. Mm-hmm. It's an English test first and foremost, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So like, I think that's what's missing from a lot of people's test prep is they're worried too much about the skills, about like the little tricks and whatever with the test, when really half of it is having this strong English. And I'm hoping that some of these resources you discovered through our roadmap would carry past the IELTS exam. Like, we would be able to expose you to really motivating, interesting stuff that you would continue with. Do you think you're going to keep reading or listening to anything that you discovered in the course?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I am reading a lot from The Guardian. And I did not know that resources before I joined the course. And I really love that. I really love that resource.
And that's awesome.
Yeah, and it's free.
Yes, all that's what we want. We don't that would be so terrible if like every other resource you had to pay for, like we're secretly making more money by, you know, like charging you for stuff. Like that's not what we're about. So The Guardian is amazing. I mean, talk about different perspectives on stuff. Mm-hmm. I think it's especially today with everything being so polarized and so much news coming from America. Yeah. I think it's really useful to read about some of these stories from publications that are not American, you know, like trying to get international perspectives is really useful. Guys, what we're talking about here is the roadmaps in the course. There's a 30-day roadmap and a 60-day roadmap, and we have a balance on there. So all the testing skills and practice, plus this extra stuff that Jennifer is talking about, like all these other newspapers and podcasts and stuff like that. It's all there. If you guys want to see the roadmap, you can get into the course. You can go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, sweet. Let's talk about writing. So, Jennifer, I had some lessons with you before the exam. We worked on some writing and speaking strategies. Do you feel like you were able to learn something there that helped you increase that writing score?
Yeah, for sure. I think the main one for me that I improved happened was the logic. I mean, the organization of the essay. Because in the past, I just start writing, as promising the topic.
Yeah.
And I did not plan at all.
But I feel like, sorry to interrupt you real fast. I feel like this is connected to being talkative. I feel, you know what I mean? Like, like you just want to communicate. You're just like, you're ready to go at any time. Right. Whether it's writing or speaking, you could just get your ideas out there. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I remember talking about this with you, like so many good ideas. Like there's so much good stuff coming out. Mm-hmm. We just like, we got to hold back a little bit sometimes. You have to be able to pick and choose. And actually, I just had another student earlier today that I was working with in a Skype class, and it was the same thing. Like, so many good ideas. I just need like one of those, like three ideas in a paragraph. Just one of those, guys. Just choose one idea.
Yeah.
And focus on that. Give me an example of that. And then go deeper. Give me details about that example. Mm-hmm. So every sentence is connected to each other.
Right.
Okay, that's awesome. So increase to a 7.5 overall. So this is what you need. You never have to take IELTS again.
Exactly. Oh my God. I'm so happy. Like extremely happy.
What are you doing with all your free time now if you're not studying IELTS?
Working, and then I am planning a trip to Japan with my mom.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, and then just prepare for the study overseas. That's about this.
Okay, cool. So you took this exam, so you could go to university. So where are you going?
Oh, I'm going to Australia.
Oh, sweet. Okay. Yeah. And what are you going to study, Jennifer?
What
are you going to study?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm going to study Master of Social Work.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Oh, it's a good thing you're talkative then.
Yeah, I know. That's why they require so high from IELTS.
That's awesome. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Jennifer, if you look back at the way you prepared, the time, the effort you put in, I'm sure you had to sacrifice a bit. Like if you're already working and you're trying to do all this other stuff at the same time, what do you think helped you through it? How were you able to dedicate yourself to IELTS?
First of all, the course is really interesting because the way you taught was really fun and like, yeah, and it's like so happy every time I hear your voice. I'm like, oh yeah, I can do it all day.
Oh yay.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And then just the motivation behind this was just that I really didn't want to waste my money again on IELTS.
Right. That is a good motivation.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I'm not going to take that again. I just have to pass that this time. And I can do it. And I did it.
Right. That's awesome. Well, Jennifer, congratulations. I was so excited when I saw your message about your scores, and I was so excited that I could invite you on the podcast today because I already knew you.
So
it's like a personal connection that made me even happier when I saw those scores. I'm very proud of you, Jennifer. You deserve these high scores, and congratulations and good luck in your future studies and your life in Australia.
Thank you so much. I'm excited.
Okay, Jennifer, enjoy the rest of your day, all right?
You too. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.